Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a little bit of a reunion on a Friday, I got to say, because we're coming up on, I think, what is the third or fourth anniversary of Shaletta and I ever working together on 4th of July, where she taught me a lot about snitches and get out of prison parties. And then the original Funky Friday started when I was substituting a lot for John Hines. So on a Friday with Shaletta, what more could I ask for on this Friday, Shaletta?
You know, Dave, it felt like he was trying to make a connection with me and it almost got scary. I started filling out paperwork for HR. I didn't know which way this was going to go. I've already filled it out, so I'm going to go ahead and click submit. Hey, Blois, how you doing?
I'm great, Shaletta. How are you?
I'm fantastic because I am sitting out on my deck, and Adam was absolutely right. It is very low humidity, and, you know, it's one of those days where you wake up and things are just going. And I don't know about anybody else, but I haven't had a chance to take off my pajamas. Like, I'm literally still in my pajamas because it was like I woke up, fed the kids, and then I had a 9 o'clock zone. And then so there was a 10:30 zone. And then I got to talk to you, and then there's lunch, and then there's a 2 o'clock zone and a 3 o'clock zone, and then it's time for Friday family movie night in the almanac. So it's yeah. So I don't know if I'll be able to get out of these pajamas. No teeth have been brushed. But I got a minute to just get outside with the kids today and play. And it is nice and warm. You know, I'm from Texas, so I enjoy warm weather. But I enjoy the warm weather without the humidity. So this was very nice.
I stepped outside before I started the show and quickly tried to figure out if I could do the show from my patio, but I thought the sound quality, the wind, and my cottonwood burst in the last 24 hours. And
let me just say, look, when I moved to Minnesota in 2004, we bought a house in St. Paul on Burns and 94. And we had cottonwood trees. I couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. It was just, I'd never seen a cottonwood tree, never experienced anything like it. I literally called a homeowner and was like, what in the hell is going on? Are y'all, you know, is this toilet paper? What is happening here? And that's when I found out about cottonwood. So every house I bought after that, I had to ask, are there cottonwood trees nearby? Because I don't want no parts of cottonwood trees.
I'll send you a picture this weekend. My neighbors have told me, they've been here a long time, that this cottonwood once got struck by lightning.
Oh, my God.
After that, it produced 5 to 10 times the cottonwood of any other tree in the neighborhood. So I'm the lucky man. Hey, you have a show tomorrow, and tomorrow is Juneteenth.
Yeah.
And Juneteenth is something you would have been talking about anyways. Juneteenth is something, I just did the math, I learned about 27 years ago, 30 years ago, because I went to Juneteenth for the first time then. And
you went to a celebration?
I did. I went to a Juneteenth celebration in 1994.
In the Twin Cities?
In Minnesota, on the north side of Minneapolis.
Like? What was that like? You get there, it's 1994, it's Juneteenth, you don't know anything about it or what to expect and what happens.
I learned about Juneteenth.
You did. What did they tell you?
Well, that it was the day that we learned, the whole country finally knew that African Americans were free.
Isn't that horrible that they were keeping African Americans enslaved, knowing that they were supposed to be free.
Right.
Isn't that horrible? Isn't that
it
just
is.
Absolutely horrible.
But I have mixed emotions
about celebrating.
Well, I think that's interesting way to think about it, because for me, in the last month or week that we've talked about it again, I've started to be like, really? We didn't know about this? Because my kids know about it. But my generation, our generation, I think we're the same generation. You're probably a lot younger than me. But we didn't learn about it in school.
No, and that's part of the problem that we have, is that we have revisionist history in this country, and we don't want to talk about or discuss or commemorate things that don't make us look good, right?
Right.
We want to erase and not talk about the bad things, talk about all the great things that our country is known for. And so, you know, situations like Juneteenth and the Tulsa race massacre, you know, there was so much more control with textbooks and history books.
Yep.
News was limited. There was no internet access. And let's be honest, folks didn't venture outside of their comfort zone. You know, there were a lot of white people who didn't have black friends. You know, the problem
right.
still persists, but back then it was worse. And your kids, I've seen pictures. They have a great array of friends from all walks of life, from
yep.
all backgrounds, all colors. And so those kids are making sure that your kids know what they're supposed to know.
Absolutely.
And we're not dependent on the history books and the teachers to educate us. These kids can go on the internet and teach us a few things. And so I'm so glad to know that your kids are diversifying their friend base. They're knowledgeable and aware about this country's history for good and bad. And they're governing themselves accordingly and making sure that they're knowledgeable about history and about life, because the reason that we keep going through this stuff over and over again in this country is because we don't want to remember what happened the first time and learn from our mistakes.
See, part of it is, I think that there was some of that, but part of it, I think, is until probably the last 15 or 20 years, and I don't know if there's a committee and a room and a textbook publisher's place, but we just didn't add to our history, right? I mean, we didn't go deeper in the curriculum, whatever it was, even math. Like, they tried new math, they tried new English, and we keep trying this, but it takes historic moments to learn about more history, to learn about
history. I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I think that parts of our country's history have been purposely excluded from textbooks because dealing with it and talking about it is difficult. Case in point, just a few years ago, they had some textbooks down in Texas, where I'm from. You wonder why the test scores are so low. But they had some textbooks, and it basically said that, you know, African-American people came over here as migrant workers. They were trying to do that revisionist history stuff and not include, you know, information about slavery.
Yeah, but nobody's going to buy that.
Wait, how do you do that?
How does that happen?
And it's all about who's writing, who's approving, who's paying for it, and basically what part of the country you live
in. Yeah.
And so a lot of that is intentional, and that's why we have to be, as parents, aware and making sure that our children are discussing these things. You know, Andrew was in fourth grade right here in Minnesota, and he was in class, and he had a project, Christopher Columbus project, and they were talking about how great Christopher Columbus was, and they had like a coloring contest, and they were watching some videos, and of course the videos didn't tell the real story, and he came home thinking Christopher Columbus was a hero. And because I have time and my husband works full time and I don't have to, I can really spend time with my kids talking about mm-hmm. what they did during their day. And so we start talking about this great man, and I was like, well, who the hell is Dr. King? Gandhi? Who you talking about? And he's like, Christopher Columbus. I was like, is there another Christopher Columbus, or the one who was enslaving people and all this kind of stuff? And so we started learning about Christopher Columbus, and I had to call the teacher. And I was like, what video do you watch? Because I need to see it. Because what you're telling my son isn't the whole story, isn't the whole truth, and some of it is just flat-out lies. So So they had a part two to the video after I was done with him. Of course, they didn't watch it. And then he and I had another discussion on the back end. And so his curriculum for the next year on Christopher Columbus changed just a little bit. And I think he's in witness protection. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him since.
Got it. So I have a couple other topics I want to cover today. You have a forum tomorrow for Minnesota credit unions. I kind of turned over the mic for Affluence Forum that you're going to host tomorrow.
Oh, Dave, he turned over that mic reluctantly.
Oh, come on.
Reluctantly, Dave.
We're going to get to Dave in a minute. That's the next topic. Talk about what's on the Shaletta Show tomorrow.
We are going to be talking about Juneteenth. We're going to be broadcasting at Fluence Forum live from 1 to 2. And it's really about financial empowerment and financial literacy and financial freedom. Because you can't be free if you're broke. You can't be free if you're enslaved to money. And so oftentimes there's a disconnect between prosperity and opportunities and finances in the African-American community. Case in point, you can go 3, 4, 15 miles in North Minneapolis and not see a bank. Is that because they think that black people shouldn't have money or they don't? And so we're going to delve into some of those topics and talk about what real freedom looks like with regard to finances on Freedom Day.
Sounds good. Speaking of freedom, I'm going to send over a rider for Mr. Harrigan's contract because I found out he has to work with you 3 days next week. And there's a few things that he wants to clear.
Baby,
before.
Let me tell you something. Those are going to be the best 3 days of his damn life. He is going to mark it down. He's going to be talk about history. He's going to be telling his kids and his grandkids about those 3 days, baby.
Yeah, no. And then the other thing, I heard you and Corey are out shopping for puppies together. And I think that's so
Yeah, that's not going to happen in this
Shaletta,
lifetime.
Shaletta, I hope you have an awesome weekend. I'll be listening tomorrow.
Oh, I know. And thank you all for having me on the show. And, you know, I usually do 2 segments. I don't know what's going on. Are you saying goodbye to me? Because you're cutting me like 10 minutes.
Oh, well, let's take a break. And why don't we come back?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, because that's how it works.
Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more Shaletta. Maybe a little better. Shaletta, remember when we used to add some fun music to this show?
No, I never remember that. I don't.
When you were my producer, you made sure on Funky Friday that I had better music.
Oh, that really wasn't for you. That was for me. Because in order to work with you, I needed the motivation. So I'm sorry, you thought that was for you. That was for me. To help me get through.
I'm still learning. You and I haven't been on the air together for a while, so this is like a refresher course.
Yeah, and it's all about you. If Dan Cook was trying to get you killed, because I was like, is he trying to say bye to me and cut me out of my 15 extra minutes? Is he on a suicide mission, or does Dan Cook mean him harm? Dave Harrigan said he was nervous. He called 911. The police might be there any moment, because I didn't know if I was going to have to, you know, do something. Mm-hmm.
That's all right. Okay, so Sunday is Father's Day, and I know that you have one of the greatest fathers as your husband. Have you arranged for him to get a massage, kind of lay out the red carpet, wash his slippers, make him a stiff drink? What are you going to do for Father's Day for Sean?
I was just telling Dave this, that so if my husband wants a gift, he has to buy it. He knows what he likes. I'm busy. Okay, I got these four kids. I take care of my father-in-law. I'm you know, harassing Corey Heppola. You know, I'm chasing down Chad to chew his ear off. I'm antagonizing Adam. I don't really have time to get online and buy gifts.
You can't even make Sean a Grey Duck and water.
So this is what so what he does is he goes out and buys something that he likes, and then he has it shipped to the house so that the kids think that I care, because I want the kids to think I care, and then we wrap it up and they make cards and then I give it to him and he acts really surprised, but it's all, you know, he has to get his own stuff, man. He's an adult at this point in life.
So when we think about teaching our kids about things. We just had John Francis on. Shouldn't you be teaching your boys and your daughter to celebrate fathers?
But that's the thing. It's a celebration, but I'm not going to be doing anything, you know, because I got other stuff to do. You know, and so, yeah, so he buys his own gift, and then, like I said, the kids wrap it up, give him a car, and then, you know, we use his credit card and go out and buy a meal at his favorite spot.
Which is?
You know, because we like to support local restaurants. King and I Thai in Mendota Heights. He loves that place. He loves King and I Thai in Mendota Heights. So we go get, you know, the spicy shrimp and whatever and the curry fried rice and all that good stuff. And so so we do that. And then we have dinner together as a family. We get some nothing bunk cakes. He likes the red velvet, and we do that. But besides that, yeah. And then, you know, if there's some dirty dishes, he's got to wash them. And then, you know, we go to bed. And I probably fall asleep first. But this is the good thing. He gets what he wants. You know, if he knows his size, he knows what he wants, he gets it. And then there's no question of whether he likes it or not because he purchased it.
That's a good strategy. I might buy Shauna Father's Day gift. Or I might come up with a new holiday called St. Sean Day.
Okay, and you know what? Chad Harmon and Brian Lambert and Justin Olson and Cottage Grove, my councilman, and Steve Dennis, the gentleman who owns my liquor store, who is also a councilman, they would probably all sign off on that. And since you four guys are white, that probably would get through the legislature very quickly.
We wouldn't have to wait a couple hundred years for that national holiday.
No, that'd be quick. They'd be quick, fast, and in a hurry. And this is the amazing thing is that Sean knows that I don't know how to cook, so he doesn't expect me to cook. That's why it's so great that we get to go to a restaurant, because he would not want to eat my cooking. He wouldn't. The kids don't. And so I wouldn't subject him to that as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, tomorrow at 11, the Shaletta Show at 1 o'clock, the Fluence Forum hosted by Shaletta. On financial inclusion, sponsored by Minnesota's credit unions. You know, I can't wait for my Happy Father's Day text from you on Sunday, you know, because you're celebrating All Fathers. So I'll wait for that on Sunday.
Okay,
but don't make it too early because I'm going to sleep in.
Okay, and keep hitting refresh. I'm sure at some point something will trickle in from me. So if something doesn't happen, just check your wireless. Who you got, Cricket, T-Mobile, what you rocking with over there?
I'm an AT&T guy.
AT&T. Okay. All right. Just make sure your bill's paid up. I'm sure something will come through for you.
Sounds good. Shaletta, have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.